The reason this is important is that later, in 1979, I attended a Women's History Institute at Sarah Lawrence College, which is a other whole story of what we could tell you. But I went back there with the slides of what we had done for our own parade. I went back there with the idea of asking them, here we had this successful Women's History Week in our own county. We had curriculum, we had an organizing guide, we had posters, and now we had the slides to show that it was true. And so I did a presentation back there, and of course these women, most of them were East Coast. First of all, they can't believe that March was that spectacularly beautiful in Santa Rosa, but also the whole array of people that were participating, the feeling of joy, of celebration, of connection. And we were very successful. They signed on immediately, and that's really where the national effort came from, because many of these women were close friends with President Carter. They had been the leaders at the national conference at Houston in 1977, so they knew who to call and how to get things done. And many of them went back to their states and called up their governors, who they were also close with. So we had this kind of movement almost immediately. It was larger than anything we had expected, and we weren't really ready for it, which is why we ended up going from what I was talking about earlier, the Women's Support Network, pretty quickly becoming the National History Project, because it would just, everything expanded so quickly.